The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from the territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by Legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him, but Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. So now that's a long story in the Gospel this morning, and probably difficult for most of us to make sense of or to understand. And I suppose a couple of the points that arises in the Gospel is that Jesus was over not in his normal territory, but he was across the other side of the sea in Galilee, very much in Gentile territory. That's why, for example, there was a herd of pigs in the area, because as we know, Jews did not tolerate pigs, even to this day, you know, the whole idea of pork and so on. And so this man approached him, and when Jesus asked him his name, he said, "My name is Legion." So he wasn't possessed by one demon, but by many. "My name is Legion." Now you might say, what has that to do with us here today in the 21st century? Because the gospel is always in the now, and sometimes we keep it totally in the past. So applying it to the now, there are many, many demons about today in our culture. And whether we are prepared to admit it or not, we are all influenced by the culture in which we live. And we're influenced by what we read and by what we see. And we might think, "No, I'm not. I keep myself above that." Yet all of us are influenced, whether we're prepared to admit it or not. And at the moment, in the society in which we live today, I never remember in my time, in my years, a society where people are, a culture where people are so divided. And it's not just in the secular society, but it even afflicts the church. And so we have many divisions in the church today. We have the conservatives, the ultra-traditionals, and the liberals. And in the middle of all those, we have this wonderful man, Pope Francis, who is trying to steer a middle course and be there for everybody. He is a true representative of Jesus, in my humble opinion. Really, really is. But just like Jesus, he's very unpopular. And we've got to decide, are we a contributing factor to the divisions in our society today by the things we do and the things we say? And we go back to the gospel this morning, where that poor man who was possessed was totally divided within himself. Because that's the meaning of diabolical, demon. Create division. Diabolical. Create division. Separate. Can you see now how the gospel is very appropriate to the present time in which we live? Because the devil and evil spirits are definitely at work, are definitely in our culture and in our time. We got to be aware of that. And even in the middle of the most awful pandemic that we're going through at the moment, even our leaders cannot agree on anything. That's sad. That's sad. And we need to pray for peace and for harmony.